This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Angus and Lewis, where are you? Angus? Lewis? Can I see you? Yeah, great, okay. Angus and Lewis, remember this day. This day will be a source of encouragement for you in the future as you look back at what God has done for you and what you have done for God today. I prepared a personal message today for both of you, but it's not just for you, it's for everyone here, because it's about what's important. It's about what a father would want to say to a son and what a spiritual father would say to a disciple. The message is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, which was read earlier, and it's a letter from Paul to Timothy when life was starting to get tough, when following Jesus was not as easy as it once was, and that will surely come for both of you as well. It's vital that you can look back on your baptism day and that encouragement to be faithful. God has a good plan for your life, and whatever He calls you to do, no matter how tough it gets, He will give you the power to do it. What do I want to say? I want to say that, first of all, it's about your personal faith in Jesus. And this is for everyone here today. The passage that we read speaks about a grandmother that prayed, a mother that prayed. And there are grandmothers here today praying, and grandfathers, and mothers and fathers. But there comes a point where the child grows up and they decide for themselves, is this the way that I want to walk in? And Paul says to Timothy, I know about your grandparents' faith. I know about your parents' faith. But I am persuaded that this is your faith. It's your personal faith in Jesus. And that is the foundation. The foundation is faith, personal in Jesus. It's a faith that saves you, a faith that rescues you, a faith that gives you eternal life, a faith that means that there is no condemnation, there is no judgment that will fall on you, because you've put your faith in what? Not in your grandparents. Not in your parents, but in Jesus. The focus is Jesus. And in the race, which is the Christian life, we fix our eyes on Jesus, not on the people around us, because He's the only one that can forgive us. He's the only one that can give us eternal life. So, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we have people that have gone before us, that have set an example. We've got people around us today that set an example. But we're to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. What is the greatest sin? It's unbelief. It's not living our life in the light of all that God has done for us in sending His Son. That is the greatest mistake we can make in life, is not seeing how much God loves us, how much He's done for us. So we throw that off and we run by fixing our eyes on Him. He is the foundation. He is the focus, not anyone else. And you know what? For Him, life got tough. Life got difficult. Life was full of choices. Most of all, the choice to go to the cross. And He finished. And today is a fantastic beginning, Lewis. Today is a fantastic beginning, Angus. But it's about finishing well. So how can we finish well? First of all, it's that genuine faith that will sustain you. That trust in what Jesus has done. For anyone who believes that God loves them. Anyone who believes that God sent his Son to die for them will not perish but have eternal life. Is your life built on that promise? And if it is, why keep it so private? Why not go public like Angus and Lois did today? Why not be baptized? Maybe you're next. Are you next? I want to speak about the flame, the fight, and the favor. What is the flame? The flame is the life of God. Isn't it amazing that when someone puts their trust in Jesus, dying on the cross for them, and his resurrection, God comes and lives inside them. That's amazing. The God who made the universe lives inside us. And his power is there. His love is there. But it's like a flame that needs to be rekindled every day. And so I ask you to fan that gift of God in you into flame every day. Don't let it just be the embers. But stoke it up and fan it into flame through prayer. Prayer is the oxygen which keeps that flame burning. Reading the Word of God keeps that flame burning. And fellowship and service. Don't just think it's going to burn brightly if you do not fan the flame. The Acts of the Apostles shows us that when that flame came upon the disciples, they became confident people. They became fearless people. They were able to even face death itself because of the flame, the Holy Spirit in them. And the fight, Paul says to Timothy, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We are to be soldiers for Jesus. We just even know from what's happened in the last few weeks in our country and the terrible things that have happened that faith is on the map. What you believe in has consequences. And if you believe in Jesus, you will have to suffer for him, just like Jesus suffered and as all genuine sufferers in the past. But Lois didn't tell you today that she made a stand with her friends when her friends told her to do things that were not right, that God would have been very displeased with. And she was so decisive that she booked a flight and she came home from a holiday early because she did not want to displease God and became really unpopular with her friends. She made a stand for Jesus. And Angus and Duncan and friends have been praying in the Inverness Royal Academy for a year. And I don't know what kind of stick they've received for doing that from their friends, but they've both made a stand. They've both been willing to put their head above the parapet and that's a good beginning, because the rest of your life, if it's going to be fruitful in Jesus, it's to be courageous and to stand for him. Why? Because he went to the cross for you. And if you're here today and you believe in Jesus and you believe he rose from the dead and he went to the cross for you, then why will you not stand for him? Why will you not stand for him? How much does it matter to you? If it really matters, show it. Declare your love. Declare your love through your actions. But you know what? We've got this flame. We've got this fight. But we've got the favor of God. See, what's happened here today, although it looks like Angus and Lois have made their decision, and they have, and though it looks like they've chosen to live by the way of Jesus, and they have, but God was at work in their lives long before they thought of him. The truth is that their decision to follow Jesus is something that God has done in their life. God has been at work in their life. It's an act of God. It's what the Bible says, that God has done it. Just as God sent his Son and to die for us while we were still sinners, God sent his Spirit to draw them to him. And remember that, because it gives you an appropriate response. It's like saying what is said here in the scripture. God has saved us. We didn't save ourselves. God has called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, not because of anything our parents have done, not because of anything our grandparents have done, but because of God's mercy and God's grace, and because of his plan and his purpose and his grace. His love poured out to the undeserving, to the undeserving families and the undeserving individuals. The grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. And now we see it in the cross of our Lord. And this generosity of God is there for every one of us here today. God says, you cannot earn it, but you can receive it by trusting in what he has done. So that means we need to be really humble. God gave us this life. Walk humbly with our God. And we need to be so full of thanksgiving and praise to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves, Jesus. And him who has given everything for us, how can we not give him everything in return? To trust him with the whole of our lives and allow him to lead you. Angus, you are my son. You've stated that obvious point earlier today. And I've tried to lead you in the paths of life. But you are now a son of God, and you have a Father in heaven that can lead you so much better than I can. Lois, you have a grandmother that prayed for you, a grandfather that prayed for you, a mother and a father that prayed for you, but you are a child of God, and God Son is praying for you today, interceding for you. And God can meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So go out and serve him and be led by him. And remember, his grace has led you safe thus far, and his grace will lead you home. Let us pray. And as I pray, I'm just aware that there are people here that are believers in Jesus. There are people here that are, I'm so aware there are people that love Jesus, but they've never made a stand for him. They've never gone public for him. I want to ask you if you will go public today. if you will stand. Stand here right now and say, I want to stand for Jesus. I want to be a public follower of Jesus, not just a private one. So I'm just going to give a moment now for someone to stand. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. I just want you to stand as a symbol of your willingness to stand for Jesus and be public for him. So I'll just wait for a moment now. Thank you, Lord. I believe there's other people that want to stand and they're thinking, what will happen next if I stand? Faith is about trusting God now and trusting God for what happens next. He's good. So if you believe in Jesus, stand because you love him and you're going to follow him. I want to pray for those who have stood today. I want to ask, Lord, that you would fill them with your spirit and with your power. I pray that you would give them the courage to go forward now and do whatever you've asked them to do. If it's baptism, Lord Jesus, I thank you that those you call, you equip, and that you who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion to the day of Christ. I also want to pray for anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus, that has heard about his great love which went to the cross. And the way that we become Christians is by saying that we are sorry and turning away from all our sins, saying we believe and trusting in what Jesus has done on the cross, and inviting God to take charge of our lives. I want to pray now, and you can echo my prayer in the silence of your own heart. God will not turn you away if you sincerely pray this prayer. So, Father, forgive me for my mistakes and the wrong things I have done. I now turn away from everything I know to be wrong. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness. And please come into my life today and change me. Please come into my life today and lead me. Come into my life today and be my master. If you've prayed that prayer, God is now entering into your heart by his Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring new life. And we ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to encourage you today. If you have prayed that prayer silently and you want to go further, it's really important that you share with someone so that we can help you. on the next step of the journey. And we can give you resources or point you in the right direction if you live in another part of the Highlands.